Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Hour number one was truly, truly brilliant. Dr. Margaret was with us in Spain, and she was talking about strokes, what they are, and what to do to care for the patient in your family who has had a stroke. And I really suggest, and I'm not kidding about this, I suggest that you share that with every family member and every friend who might be in the path of a stroke or is caring for someone. I have been multiple times, and it's as she described, totally accurately. It's frustrating. It is so painful to watch the eyes and see through the eyes of the person trapped in his or her own body. And they can't move. They can't communicate. They know what's going on, but they can't do anything about it. But you can. You can. And so I'm delighted that she is going to be broadcasting with me hour number one again on Friday, this Friday. I received an email from her. I saw it in the middle of the night. I just happened to decide to check my email, and I saw that she wanted to talk about it, so we made that happen. And it was just going to be a few minutes, but it couldn't be a few minutes. I don't even think we can do it in 2 one-hour broadcasts. So if you have someone in your family, her information is exactly accurate, and here's what's sad about it. Those who have listened to that and those who have cared for someone with a stroke, we all could have done a better job if we knew, if we'd only known. However, no one said, okay, here's what you need to do. This is going to be a long haul. You're going to be in this. It's going to be frustrating, but here's what you need to do. No one has ever said that to me. I had to learn it on my own. Mrs. Finelli had to learn it on her own. And, how much time is the hospital going to spend with the patient for rehabilitation, speech therapy, occupational therapy? Imagine this. Imagine you don't have the ability to brush your teeth, and you have to relearn how to do that. And it takes a week to learn how to brush your teeth and not choke doing it, and moving the brush up, down, left, right, putting the toothpaste on the brush, washing the brush, rinsing the brush, rinsing your mouth. Can't imagine that, right? Well, that's what it's like. So for the remainder of today's broadcast, I'm going to be talking about the book and some of the tips and tricks and things that I have found that I thought I should share with our class. And one of them is really simple. I bought a car many years ago, a few years ago, 1996 Mercedes-Benz, and I wanted it because it was a diesel. And I knew that I could take a diesel that got around 30 miles to the gallon and let it get 40-plus miles per gallon. I knew I could do that. And this particular Mercedes was used, and I was buying it from an individual, and it had a lot of chips in the windshield. And I thought, before I made an offer, just how much is this darn windshield going to cost? Well, I called the glass place, and the number was around $350 to $400. I thought, gosh, that's a lot of money, but it just has a bunch of chips. No long cracks, just little chips, smaller than one. The biggest one was smaller than the size of a dime. And it'll kind of look like a bullet hole kind of a thing, but it didn't go through the windshield, just a chip that spread out. But less than a dime. And then a whole bunch of little pits. So it looked like the vehicle was behind a stone truck, you know, dropping thousands of stones all at once, and they all hit the windshield. So I thought $350, $400, that's a lot more than I wanted to spend on a windshield. And I thought maybe I could fix this. So I said to the company on the phone, "So what do you charge to fix these chips? And can you fix them?" They said, "Oh, yeah, we can do that. If it's smaller than a quarter, we can put a resin in there and we'll fix that. Now, if it doesn't work, we'll give you a credit toward that windshield that you're going to need to get because the resin fix didn't work. And so how much is that?" $75. I thought, gosh, $75 to fix a chip in a windshield. So I decided I'd do it myself. And you can too. And I'm going to tell you how to do it. If you have chips, you need to stop them from getting to be cracks. You need to get them right away. And you need to make sure that water is not in that chip. So what you can do is you can clean the windshield and then put the vehicle in the sun and let the sun bake out any moisture that's in that chip. And you can buy for about a little over $2, between $2 and $3, you can buy a little kit. And it has a resin that is cured with the ultraviolet light from the sun. And this is a liquid that's even wetter than water. So you have a little tiny vial with a little nozzle on it and a cap. And you just put a portion of a drop in that little chip. And then they provide in this kit these lenses that you put over the resin, and it spreads out the resin, and you leave it for 15 or 20 minutes in the sun. Now I probably had 40 or 50 of these little chips, so I cut these lenses into like one lens, which would be let's say 1 inch by 1.5 inches. Let's say I got 5 of them in this kit. I cut them into quarters, and I had 4 times as many of them. And I put a dot of the resin on each one of these holes and the chips, put the lens over it, had the vehicle facing the sun already. The windshield was dry. 15 minutes later, you just lift these lenses off, and it's like a clear piece of plastic. And what it does is it spreads out the resin on the windshield. And then you, in this kit, you get a single-edge razor blade, and you just scrape flat the cured resin. That's it. That's the whole thing. First little chips. Now, if you have a bigger chip, still less than the size of a quarter, you need to get the air out of the chip in the hole. So they have a vacuum type device, which is really a hypodermic syringe with a seal around the windshield, and that comes with the kit. And what you do is you evacuate the air as much as you can, and then the resin through gravity fills the hole, and you get maybe a 1 or 2 shot sealer with that kind of a ring that has adhesive on it and a little applicator, so you can fix 1 or 2 big chips and a whole bunch of little ones. So for $2 and change, maybe $2.08, something like that, if you have that at the ready, the minute you get these chips, you fix them before they become big. And they do become big. It's like guaranteed that a little chip can become a big one. So fix it right away. And you want to make sure you do it without a lot of moisture on the windshield. So park the vehicle in the sun. And it works great. So I went on the internet, and you can buy them on eBay. You can buy them on Amazon. And so I bought 3 more kits. Now, why did I do that? Because I know that I'm going to have more chips. I just don't know when. And when I do get one, I want to fix it immediately. So all you need is the kit and the sun. You cannot do it without the ultraviolet light from the sun. Well, maybe you can, but I haven't done that. Just park the vehicle in the sun, the windshield facing the sun, and it'll fix the windshield. It's pretty cool. So how long does it take? Elapsed time for, I think I did maybe 16 little chips on a windshield about a week ago. It took me maybe 15 minutes for all of them. All of them. Okay, next thought is in our house, and you may not have this situation in yours, but we do. We don't have an attic. Our ceiling goes all the way to the roof, and we have a peaked roof. So I can't reach some of the light bulbs that are in the can lighting. Sometimes it's called recessed lighting. Sometimes it's called can lighting. I guess the common vernacular here in Missouri is can lights. And the bulbs burn out. And I really don't want to climb on a extension ladder to change the bulbs. And it's really not safe. So I bought what's called a... it's a light pole with several adapters on the end. And you can extend this. I think there are four sections of this particular light pole. And you can extend it longer, 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 or whatever length you need. And on the very end of it, there are adapters. One for a standard incandescent light bulb, you know, standard size. One for the flood light bulbs and a couple others. So small, medium, and large bulbs. And all you do is you extend this, lock this pole by twisting the extensions, locks into place, and you just aim it at the light bulb, press it on, unscrew the light bulb, take the old one out, put the new light bulb right in the end of the light pole, and screw the new one in. So we keep this at the ready because we've got a whole bunch of can lights here. Something that we decided we'd rather have can lights in favor of not having table lamps, because I don't think table lamps do a good job of providing a lot of lighting. Table lamps are an afterthought. So if you're building your house, you can, and you may not like the decor of can lights, but if you notice in industrial settings, that's what they have. They have recessed lighting, whether it be fluorescent replaced with LEDs, or they have these can lights. I think it's a great way to go. Clean lines, no clutter. And by the way, there are two kinds of can lights. One is called IC, and the other, meaning insulation contact, and the other is you can't have the insulation contacted. The idea is that you've got a lot of heat trapped in these cans, because they're literally cans with a sealed top. Some of them let the heat go through the top of the can and into, we'll call it, the attic, or the space above the can. We don't have those. I bought the kind that is insulation contact, meaning you can have insulation all around this can, and it's double insulated to prevent a fire from occurring from the heat above the light bulbs. And what I do is I used to use compact fluorescent lights. I can't stand those things. So I replaced them with LED lights. The screw-in regular A19 Edison light bulb base light bulbs. They work really well. So you might want to do that. And when I screw in a light bulb, just before I install it, I write the date with pencil. So I would write today's date, you know, on the light bulb with pencil. You know, month, day, year, or day, month, year, however you prefer to do it. And that tells me that's when I installed it. So it gives me a handle on how long these things last or don't last. We'll be right back. And I'm talking about tips and things that we do here at the farm. Better solutions.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
In the United States, a lot of people have refrigerators and freezers in their kitchens. And let me just check something here. Yeah, okay. I just wanted to check and make sure the audio is working all right. So in the United States, many have a refrigerator-freezer combination, and typically it's in the kitchen, right? Well, there's an interesting phenomenon that occurs. Over time, somebody in the household says, you know what, we need a new refrigerator freezer. Ours is white, and you know what, I think we should have a stainless steel one. Or ours is black, and we should have a stainless steel one. Or we have one from the 70s, it's kind of a turquoise or an almond color, and well, we want a stainless steel one. So then what happens? Well, that refrigerator-freezer combination ends up in one of two places, typically. And that would be in the basement, if you have one, or in the garage, if you have one. Or, in the case of Arkansas, it ends up on the front porch. But it still works, right? Still works. But it's not as nice as that new shiny one that you can get at the big box store. Well, I have a suggestion. If you're building a new house, why, and so many people do this, they seem to think that the place for that extra freezer is in the garage or in the basement. I don't know why they think that, but that's what they do. And even the builders will do that. They'll just So, well, we can put an outlet here and you can put your freezer in the basement, or put an outlet here, we can put one in your garage. It makes no sense to me. So when we built our house, I looked at the price of refrigerators and freezers, and they're like $1,500. I thought, that makes no sense. No sense at all to me. So we bought a slightly smaller refrigerator, 17 cubic feet. A small refrigerator might be 15 cubic feet, real small. A large one would be 25 cubic feet. That would be a combination side-by-side refrigerator-freezer. Well, I thought it made a lot more sense to put the refrigerator and the freezer in the kitchen, side-by-side. And there are a couple companies that make exactly that. And you can get it in white, or you can get it probably in black, or you can get it in stainless. You know, the finish of your choice. That really doesn't affect the performance of the refrigerator. Stainless steel doesn't make a better refrigerator. It just makes you feel better because it's different from the white or the black or the almond or the teal color, whatever it happened to be, or copper color, which was popular back in the 1960s. All right, so what we did was, since we were building a house and we could design the kitchen cabinets any way we wanted, we made space for side-by-side refrigerator and freezer. Originally, I wanted an RCA Whirlpool, and we designed the cabinets to fit exactly so we'd have 2 inches of space around the refrigerator and freezer side-by-side. However, Whirlpool discontinued that combination, and we had to switch to a Frigidaire, which is fatter, you know, wider, and shorter, not as tall. So I had to redesign the cabinets and kind of make modifications so that it would all fit. Well, here's how it works. So they're both, Whirlpool and Frigidaire were both 17 cubic feet. And the freezer has the door handle on the right side as you face it. The refrigerator has the door handle on the left side as you face it. So if you put them side by side, the freezer and the refrigerator door handles are next to each other. So it actually appears that it's one big unit with two doors, but it's not. It's two separate units. And it was about $700 and change, maybe $735, $750, something like that, plus tax, and tax. So you can do that. So we have an all refrigerator, 17 cubic feet, and an all freezer, 17 cubic feet. And it looks like one of those sub-zero, you know, $5,000 models, and it's not. It's just a plain old refrigerator, and all freezer. So I wanted to share that thought with you. And if you're going to do that, I suggest you also do something else. And looks like we're running out of time for me to tell you to something else, but I'll tell you on the other side of the break. And that comes to wiring your refrigerator and your freezer if you've got two of them side by side and you have two cords, two plugs. What do you do? And I'll tell you when we get back. That's the way we do it.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump again drawing criticism from people who in this case are upset about the fact that he has likened the House impeachment inquiry to a lynching. The president tweeting the controversial reference just a short time ago, saying Democrats are denying him due process, fairness, or any legal rights. He added in the tweet, quote, all Republicans must remember what they're witnessing here, but we will win. Illinois Democrat Bobby Rush firing back on Twitter, saying, quote, you think this impeachment is a lynching? Then what the H is wrong with you? From point to counterpoint, the top Republican in the House says of the impeachment inquiry,
is the hatred that great? Are they that upset about an election?
That's Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, and this is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Take my. When you go to the DC, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So I'm sharing with you some of the tips that I've learned over the years and how we've implemented them. So back to this refrigerator, freezer, separate units in the kitchen side by side. And it works really, really well because if you have a 17 cubic foot freezer, you can put a lot in it. Why put that darn thing in the garage? Or why put it in the basement? If you're building a house, you can do it right the first time. But I've never seen anybody do it. Honestly, I just haven't seen it. So here's another thing you need to think about if you're going to do this. So a typical refrigerator freezer combination or just a freezer or just a refrigerator, runs on about 750 watts. When the freezer or refrigerator compressor starts up, you know that electric motors will draw between 2 and 3x running current. So whatever it normally runs at, let's say 750 watts, it will draw 2 or 3 times that when the motor starts up, the electric motor for the compressor. Now, if you have two of them side by side and you say, well, I'll just plug them into the same outlet, well, let's do some simple arithmetic. So 750 watts times 3 is 2,250 watts. A 20-amp circuit, which is the largest circuit you would have in your house with a standard receptacle, is rated as a maximum, absolute maximum, is 2,400 watts. So you're right up against the edge of maximum capacity. So over the life of this refrigerator and freezer, what is the possibility that both are going to start at the same time? Well, it could happen, right? And let's say you have a job, and your refrigerator and your freezer kick on at the same time, and you exceed the capacity of that circuit breaker, and you trip that breaker. So now your refrigerator and your freezer will not have electricity because you drew too much current when they both started up at the same time. So you could be without electricity and not know it. In our case, we don't have an alarm that says, hey, the power failed. If the power fails for that circuit or there's a power outage, that would affect our whole house. It wouldn't, because we're on an off-grid hybrid solar system. But if it did happen, we wouldn't know if a circuit tripped if we weren't there. The only way you would know is there's no light on our refrigerator that says it's running. You know, some freezers have that, but ours doesn't. Ours is real plain Jane. No features, no unnecessary features to go bad on our equipment. We go for as simple as possible. And that's why our appliances last so long, because they don't have a lot of features to go bad. So, two circuits, one for the refrigerator and the other for the freezer. Here's something else that we do. All of our circuits are marked, identified in the electrical box that's in the wall. So, for example, every switch, if you were to unscrew the switch cover plate, you know, two screws, you would see something that says, oh, something like DR1 in there, written with a Sharpie marker. Easy to see. If you look, if you remove a receptacle cover, let's say in the kitchen, inside there you might see K1 or K2 or K3. If you went to the living room, you might see LR1 or LR2. If it were in the master bedroom, it might be MBR1 or MBR2. And what that stands for is the circuit. And at each end of the cable, the Romex cable, it will say K1, K2. That would be at the breaker panel end, inside the breaker panel where you could actually see the Romex. And I leave it long enough so I can write what that circuit is as I've identified it. Then I mark the breaker, you know, K1. So that means that outlet is kitchen 1. And believe it or not, I've written in pencil in a small, I made a small mark on these white cover plates, the circuit. Eventually, I'm going to use a label maker and make it look a little more professional. But every circuit in the house will be labeled from the outside. But for right now, they're labeled inside the box where you just take off the cover plate and you can see it. And that makes a lot of sense to me. It really does. And something else that we do that I've never seen, and I don't know why, I guess it takes more wire, is that all of the ceiling lights in every room, so some rooms have a fan. We don't have lights attached to the fan because I don't like the lights hanging off the bottom of a ceiling fan. But and this, Mrs. Finelli doesn't either. Nobody in our house really does, so we don't have that. We have can lights, and we have ceiling fans in some rooms. So each ceiling circuit is identified. That means that the wall outlets are on a different circuit from the ceiling lighting. Now, why would we do that? Well, The reason is, if we decided to set up emergency lighting, it's already wired. We don't have to make any changes in the ceilings or in the wall or rip out sheetrock. It's already wired that way. Now, if you wanted to, you could have a main circuit panel, and we're assuming grid power. Okay? If you have grid power, you could have a main circuit panel, and then attached to the main circuit panel, a sub-panel. And let's say 8 circuits for the sub-panel, or maybe 12, or maybe 20, whatever size you think you need. And that sub-panel is powered from a larger breaker, let's say a 50-amp or 100-amp breaker from the main panel. And all of your lighting is on that sub-panel. So if you ever decide that you want to have emergency lighting, it's all in one place at that circuit sub-panel. So what is a sub-panel? It's just like a main breaker panel, except it doesn't have a main breaker. Just like it. And that's how we wired our house. So instead, our son was 15 when we built this house. And I tasked him with something. He was being homeschooled. And he and I built the house together. And I tasked him with an arithmetic problem and a wiring problem. And I took the plans for the house and I said, okay, here are all the outlets. And what we did was we walked around the house with a stick that had a tape marker. And it had actually 2 marks. One was 12 inches off the floor. And the other was, let's say, 18 or 24 inches off the floor. And that meant we could hold that stick against on the floor and drive in an electrical outlet box. And they would all be the same height. And the 12-inch was for drilling the holes through the studs. So all the wire would be at the same height, not going diagonally up and down and around. It would be straight runs. So we'd know where all the wires are in all the walls. Well, once we put all these boxes in, the electrical boxes where we thought they should be, and we read the code book cover to cover about how to and where to put and how many boxes to put and what heights and so forth. Once we did that, we thought about running cable to those boxes from the main breaker panel. And I tasked our son with, so here's the cost of per foot of Romex cable. 12, 2 with ground, that would be yellow. And the cost of the main breaker panel, and the cost of sub-panels. And the cost of wiring 100-amp service to the sub-panels. And I said, so what is going to cost less, running sub-panels all over the house, or running home runs from each room to the main panel? And we figured out that he figured out, as an arithmetic project, it would be better and easier and less expensive and give better electrical service to our house if we use sub-panels. And that's what we did. And I've never seen a house that's built like that either. And I don't understand why. It makes no sense to me to not use sub-panels. So you can use a heavier gauge aluminum cable from the main panel to the sub-panel. Sub-panel could be in the garage or upstairs or on the other side of the house. And you can save money and have less loss, less wasted electricity, and cost less. It makes a lot of sense to me. So that's what we did regarding wiring. Something else that we did I thought was kind of neat. You know, when you build a house, you're spending money like it's, you know, like it's endless. At least it appears that way. And I wanted to have a central vacuum cleaner for Mrs. Finelli so that she, instead of dragging around a canister vacuum up and down the stairs and around and scratching the floor with the wheels of the canister vacuum with a short vacuum hose and those darn bags that you seem to need to replace them all the time, and they're very expensive for what you get. Vacuum bags. And by the way, the best vacuum, in my opinion, is a Panasonic, but it's got the Sears label on it. So Sears Kenmore, made by Panasonic, and the power head is called Whisper Belt. I don't know if they still make them or not, but that was the best vacuum on the planet, in my opinion. Vacuums are becoming lighter, less suction, shorter lifespan. So if you can get one on eBay or at a junk store, a Kenmore canister vacuum with the Whisper Belt vacuum head, that's the best on the planet, in my opinion. And we've had them for years. So, but we don't use them because now we have the central vac. So I bought from a building supply company / hardware store that was going out of business. I bought a lot of things at half price or less. And one of the things I bought was all the fittings and pipe and plumbing necessary to put in a central vacuum system, but without the vacuum unit, so just the plumbing. And our son and I ran that pipe, plumbing, and it's in the house. But initially, I could not justify the, $1,000 for the vacuum head. I'm sorry, the vacuum canister unit. It made no sense to me to spend that much money. So we hooked it up to a shop vac. You know, the kind you'd have to vacuum up wood chips. And you can buy the electric control unit to control a shop vac for about $35 to connect to the wiring of the whole house central vacuum system. And a shop vac you can buy for $35 if it's on sale. And it works. It absolutely works. So for $110, you can buy the 35-foot hose. You can buy the power head, which is Chinese and it's junk and won't last very long. You'll have to replace it with the Kenmore that you took from the canister vac that really works well. And now you have a central vac system. And when you find the vacuum power unit, you can just attach that because you've already planned for where it goes. And the place that makes the most sense to me is in the garage. And the reason for that is you're going to be emptying the bag or the canister. And you won't believe how much dust that you will vacuum with a central vac. I'll tell you a little bit more about how the central vacs work, and there are two major categories, and why you should buy one over the other. And we'll help you avoid making mistakes. We didn't make the mistakes. Others have.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Okay, so we're talking about a central vacuum system now. Why would you want one? Well, with all the vacuum systems, whether you have an upright vacuum or a canister vacuum, they all do the same thing. To me, they are dust relocation devices. They pick up a lot of the dust, capture some of it in a bag or some kind of a canister, whether it be a cyclone or a bag, and then some of it goes out into the air again and ends up on furniture and you get a chance to breathe it. I don't like that. So that's why I wanted to build a central vacuum system with a outside exhaust. So literally, you have the vacuum head, the vacuum hose going into an inlet into the wall, plumbing through the wall, ultimately to the vacuum unit, and then the exhaust goes outside. That makes a lot of sense to me. So that's what we have. And there are two main types of power units. One of them has a bag, a disposable or a cloth reusable bag. The other has a cyclone action and what appears to be a cylindrical type waste paper basket that probably holds 15 gallons or 6 gallons, depending on the size of your unit. And that's the kind we have. We have the cyclone action. No bag. No bag whatsoever. So what happens is the dust and dirt gets picked up, goes through the hose, and goes into this bucket. And it's a translucent bucket, so you can see how it fills up. And you won't believe how much dust you can vacuum with one of these units. You know, you think a canister the size of a kitchen garbage container. That's how big some of them are, and they fill up. So if you've got a dog, you'll get a chance to see what I'm talking about. So I recommend that you consider not the bag type. I recommend you consider, because you'll have to keep buying bags. Or you reuse the bags and get filled with dust when you dump the bag out and try to save money and not buying bags. And the bags aren't cheap. So you're going to want to consider strongly the cyclonic action, which is bagless, no bag. And that's what we have. and events outside. And sometimes you might want to get a muffler because the sound of a central vac is pretty loud. But I, you know, when I was doing this, I was asking, do you want the muffler? And I said, absolutely, I don't care about the noise. Heck, what do I care what the neighbors think? We don't have any neighbors, so I'm not worried about the extra noise of firing this thing up. It sounds like a jet engine outside, but I don't care about it because we don't have any neighbors. So a central vac, the way we have one installed, would probably, if you had it professionally done, whatever that means some minimum wage guy that's, you know, learned how to do it from, you know, maybe watching somebody, that'd be professional installation. All the equipment, the hoses, the vacuum head, the power unit, all that could cost $4,000. We built ours for $500, complete, because I found a used, gently used, power unit. I was on the internet, and this woman had one in Arkansas, and she couldn't wait to get rid of it. She bought a house, came with a top-of-the-line unit, real big one, but she couldn't wait to get rid of it because she had a canister vacuum. So she just sold the hose and the power head, everything. Everything except the plumbing and the wall. She didn't sell that. Now, of course she wouldn't sell that. How could she? For, I think, $350. So the whole thing probably cost us, without labor, us doing it ourselves, maybe $500 or $600. And it will last a lifetime. And it doesn't have any computers. It's just got a relay and some wiring that we put in the wall and some plumbing. And the thing that will wear out is the hose and the vacuum head. So that's my thought on do-it-yourself central vacuums. Yes, you can do it. It sure is a lot easier to do it when you're building the house as compared to doing it later. It's a mess to do it later. Brings me to something I just can't get over, and that is laundry detergent. The best laundry detergent I've ever found is branded Wind, W-I-N-D, Fresh, Wind Fresh, two words. And it's sold in buckets, these white plastic buckets. They're rectangular or square. They're not round. They're not cylindrical. They're kind of squared. And, heck, they were $9, $10, $12 for 35 pounds. A bucket with a plastic lid and a handle. 35 pounds. You used to get them for around $9. I decided that because of these new washing machines with these specially packaged drop-in, one-size-fits-all pellets, you just throw them into these new agitator-less washing machines, I decided that I'll bet you they're going to stop making phosphate detergent. So I bought a lifetime supply, and it was about $14 per bucket shipped for 35 pounds. So I bought a whole bunch of them. I looked it up today before the broadcast. Between the time I started writing this book and now, it's gone up 25%. They're now $20. $20 a bucket. The day after I ordered 30 buckets, the price went up right after that. So those are my thoughts on the book. Above all, honesty and integrity.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.